This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
We feel very confident that when there finally is an opinion issued on this case, that we're going to prevail. The Michigan Marriage Amendment is going to be found unconstitutional, and we're going to have equal rights for gays and lesbians in this state at long last.
That's Dana Nessel reacting to a federal judge's decision to not decide on Michigan's gay marriage ban. Nessel is the attorney for the lesbian couple from Hazel Park. They went to court to win the right to jointly adopt the children that they're already raising together. Judge Bernard Friedman says he wants to wait until after the U.S. Supreme Court rules on a pair of gay marriage cases before he issues his ruling in this case. Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He was at today's hearing in Detroit, and he joins us now from Detroit. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
So this was a surprise decision. There was a lot of anticipation that apparently was not met. What's the takeaway from today's hearing?
Well, yeah, like you said, a lot of people were really thinking for a whole bunch of reasons that Judge Friedman would use this opportunity to make at least a preliminary ruling on Michigan's gay marriage ban, which was adopted by voters as an amendment to the state constitution. And what we heard today was, after listening to the arguments, the pros and the cons from the state and a couple of assistant attorney generals and the attorneys for April DeBoer and Jane Rouse, the couple that is challenging the ban and state adoption laws, that they're going to have to wait until this summer, until June, when we expect to hear what the U.S. Supreme Court decides on a couple of gay marriage cases in front of it.
All right. And what about Jane and April? What's the reaction of the couple to this?
Look, they got up this morning expecting, hoping that by sometime around noon that they would have some hard and fast rule on what the future of their family life was going to be, whether or not they would get to adopt their children together. And we have April DeBoer here reacting coming out of the court hearing.
We'll wait till June and see what the Supreme Court has to say, and that we will finally get the rights to our children.
Sounds pretty emotional.
She was very emotional, as you can imagine. And we should point out that this couple did not go to federal court to challenge Michigan's ban on gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They went to court to challenge Michigan adoption laws that say that same-sex couples cannot jointly adopt children, that their situation is that Jane Rouse has adopted two of the couple's children. April DeBoer has adopted one, and they're in a situation of uncertainty. If something were to happen to one or the other, that there's no legal standing for the other one to, you know, claim any rights over the children. A member of the immediate family could say, well, we would rather have the child or children or something like that. In the unfortunate event, if they were to, you know, break up for some reason, unlike a divorce case, there wouldn't be any custody issues to resolve, no visitation necessarily. And that question has actually already been litigated in Michigan. So that's where things stand right now. There's a lot of continued uncertainty, where they were really hoping that by the end of today that would not be the case.
So here we have Judge Friedman saying he wants to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court making its decision on two unrelated cases dealing with the legality of same-sex marriages. And as you say, this is really an adoption issue. But how could those national decisions affect this case?
Well, actually, I bumped into Robert Sedler, who's a constitutional law expert at Wayne State University, and asked him just that. He sort of explains where the landscape is right now.
There are three possibilities. The Supreme Court could say there's absolutely no constitutional right to same-sex marriage, or it can go the other way and say the Constitution protects the right to same-sex marriage. The most likely result is that the court will decide the two cases before it, neither of which involves a direct challenge to a total ban on same-sex marriage, but the court may indicate some change of doctrine that will be helpful to Judge Friedman in deciding this case.
There's this whole panoply of possibilities. There are really two critical questions, at least, that I think are there. One is, in 1971, the Supreme Court held that gay people do not have a basic right to marriage. But it was done in an unusual fashion. It wasn't an opinion. It was kind of a court order. And Judge Friedman was very interested in how binding that is on his thought process. And so that seems to be one of the things that he's interested in. And that's a technical question. Probably the bigger one is marriage a basic right? Because a basic right cannot be put to a popular vote or up for legislative action. And a lot of times the attorney for Mrs. Rouse and DeBoer said, this is something that society has evolved on, and this is like interracial marriage, which at one point was prohibited by law. And, you know, now we've our culture has evolved to the point that we're also accepting of same-sex marriage. And what the assistant attorney general argued was that, well, when you're talking about interracial marriage, what you're really talking about is racial discrimination and not the basic right to a marriage. So one of the things that he's going to look at is marriage a basic right. And one other thing I'll just throw in here. One of the interesting arguments was that, you know, to this point about basic rights, is the attorney arguing in favor of allowing gay marriage, of getting rid of the amendment, said that the reason we have federal courts, the reason we have this system is because there are classes that are politically weak, that are essentially unprotected. And that's why they need these kinds of protections, court decisions for their basic rights. The assistant attorney general said, well, if gay people were so unprotected, we would not have a bill in the legislature right now that would permit them to adopt children together. It's called second parent adoption. Lisa Brown is the Oakland County clerk, but she served 4 years in the state legislature and co-sponsored legislation to do exactly that. And she had kind of a strong reaction to that particular argument.
Last term, it never got a hearing. It may have got a hearing my first term, but it never moved. For the fact that a bill is introduced, you know how many bills die at the end of a term because they've never gotten a hearing or they only make it through one chamber? It's countless. And that bill has been introduced and reintroduced term after term. It has not moved.
And it was reintroduced again this term by State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. And we'll see if it gets a hearing, if, you know, there's some traction to that argument.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, reporting to us from Detroit. Thanks so much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy.